Chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary of Magdala, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices, so that they might go and anoint him. And very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb when the sun had risen. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, for it was very big, had already been rolled back. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man seated on the right-hand side, clothed in a white robe, and they were amazed. But he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, 'He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.'" And the women came out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and amazement had gripped them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Having risen in the morning on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary of Magdala, from whom he had cast out 7 demons. She went out and told those who had been his companions, and who were mourning and in tears. But they did not believe her when they heard her say that he was alive and had been seen by her. After this, he showed himself under another form to 2 of them as they were on their way into the country. These went back and told the others, who did not believe them either. Later, he showed himself to the 11 themselves while they were at table. He reproached them for their incredulity and obstinacy, because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These are the signs that will follow believers. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands. Should they drink deadly poison, it will not harm them. They will lay their hands on the sick, who will recover." And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God, while they, going out, proclaimed the good news everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that had accompanied it. Thank you for listening to this recording of the Gospel of Mark from the Revised New Jerusalem Bible Translation. Text copyright 2019 by Darton Longman and Todd Limited. Translated by Dom Henry Wandsborough, OSB. Narrated by Father Richard Healy. Audio recording copyright 2024 by Communio Solutions. We pray that this recording has enriched your encounter with the living God.